KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 619, emergency traffic. Ricky Meese.
Well, the delay is just not easing up on southbound I-15. It all started with this crash in Murray. The good news is they are moving everything over to the left shoulder. Those lanes are opening it up. The bad news is the delay is still back to downtown. In fact, we have a KSL traffic trooper, Justin, saying it took me an hour to get from 6 South downtown to 5500 South in Murray. Northbound I-15 still seeing delays. That's going to be from Draper up to 5300 South. Michelle?
Emergency traffic continues. We have a new crash westbound at Pioneer Crossing at Mill Pond Road. The left lane is closed. Now, the bigger crash we have that we're dealing with is southbound I-15. That multiple car crash that appears to also have a rollover and possible injuries from that is at 2100 North. It's blocking the HOV lane, and delays are going back to the point of the mountain. Northbound I-15, you're not going to get ahead of traffic there either. Multiple crashes. You're going to hit slowdowns from Pleasant Grove up to Lehigh Mark.
Well, northbound I-15, once you get out of that muck, south Salt Lake through downtown, the drive in Davis County is much better. Until you get to Highway 89, the split off is still going to be pretty rough up to Hillfield Road, but I think most folks are used to that. Highway 89 overflowing delays into Fruit Heights in Kaysville, and then some slowdowns north of SR-193 through South Weber up to I-84. Well, this Friday at the Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral, Friday 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.